I can thank you all very much, first of all, to the presenters who have already spoken for your presentations. Thank you, Marcel, for also being here. I'll let you quickly introduce yourself, yes, because you don't have a talk. But this is the panel, how is it called? A European Strategy for Technological Sovereignty. I think that's about what I wrote into the proposal, at least. And I'll just hand the microphone quickly to Marcel, because he didn't have the opportunity of introducing himself.
Thank you, Sebastian. Thank you for the invitation and for this fantastic session. My name is Marcel Kolaja. I should speak up, I guess. My name is Marcel Kolaja. I am an Europe Policy and Advocacy Director at Access Now, which is an organization that defends and extends digital rights for people and communities at risk. But I am here more, I think, rather in the capacity, a private one from my previous life, which is when I was a member of the European Parliament, and I focused on the digital agenda of the European Union, including, of course, free and open source software, because also I'm myself a free and open source software fan from my studies times already. I'm a computer scientist by training, so that's my background.
Thank you so much, Marcel. The leading question that I've sent to Marcel, so I'm sorry, the rest of the panel is a bit in disadvantage when it comes to that, is, but I also tried to introduce that at the beginning of the session. We're facing international competition in Europe, and at the same time, Europe and all of us, we depend so much on key digital services and products to be provided from outside the EU. So do you think open source can help reduce these dependencies? Who do I start with? Maybe from the hardware perspective, because that's one that we don't hear too much.
Yes, thank you. And so for those of you who missed my presentation, I was making the point that by leveraging open source, not only open source instruction sets like what you find in RISC-V, but open source core designs or SoC designs, system on the chip designs that are available from the Open Hardware Foundation, that you can make up at least part of that gap. And the reason for that is, of course, that general compute is now a commodity. And this means by leveraging those existing building blocks, then you can build something more advanced on the top and so innovate and catch up and even overtake, you know, those external forces. Of course, this requires proper software support at the same time. So Open Hardware Foundation, that's not something I covered in the talk, but has a complete software task group that will provide the compilers, linkers, everything that you need to leverage those. And then there's the broader Eclipse ecosystem, of course, with many European companies in there that produce software that can be leveraged for embedded, for IoT, for